This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From Britain comes the story of the four-year-old whose parents took her in for therapy when she became, quote, distressed and inconsolable without her iPad. Research about the early childhood effects of tech is ongoing, but it's an issue that parents have to deal with in the here and now. Regular contributor Janelle Burley-Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five who helps us explore how to behave with tech. Hello, Janelle.
Hello.
So you've run into this?
I absolutely have. There are seven people living in our house, and we have one iPad. So you can imagine the sibling debates that take place around this. But in particular, my youngest, who we call the iPad Queen, she is five. But since we've had the iPad, she has always had a particular passion and love, I'll call it an obsession even, with the iPad.
What does she do with it?
She loves to listen to music on it. She loves to play on some of the PBS games, the app we have there. And she mainly loves to have possession of it. It's very important to her.
But then the time comes for someone else to use it, and what happens?
Full-on tantrums. And what I was noticing, it's kind of like the child wanting the candy or the snack or the dessert. And so I had to take some real action, and we just made this firm policy here that nobody uses the iPad, no matter what age, whether they're the 13-year-old all the way down to my 5-year-old, uses it during the week because it was causing so much sibling trouble. And then even when the big kids were at school, my little preschooler was asking for it around the clock. So now it's on top of the fridge.
So your solution has been pretty much to take the iPad away because the reactions have been counterproductive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not alone because of all the parents I talk to. They say removing the devices when it's firm, when there is no room for negotiation, when there's no argument or discussion, or, you know, if they do some extra whining, someone will give in. When it's firm, they stop asking for it, and it kind of takes out this bone of contention between the kids and whose turn and whose time is up and, you know, can I play it again or I just need a few more minutes. It erased. It's actually made my life much easier.
I remember my folks saying that we wouldn't have a television one summer, and I recall rolling around the floor, gnashing my teeth for several days, and they relented.
They did. See, now you felt powerful, right? You saw how powerful you are.
Yeah, sadly, I was 34 years old at the time. But Janelle Burley-Hoffman also teaches parenting workshops in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Janelle, thanks.
Thank you.
We need a better term for this, but the Brits call it throwing an iPad-y, a toddler's tantrum when the iPad is taken away. That only works if you know that throwing a wobbly is a term over there for completely losing it. Pass on your suggestions for what to label a toddler tech tantrum, a triple T maybe, at marketplacetech.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.